Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee
land. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
Join us every Thursday at 1 on CFRC for a special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
Beat.
welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Occam's Razor by 9 Million, who just opened for Ethel Kane in their on her recent North American leg. She just performed in Paris, so it's been a minute. They're from Toronto, which is super cool. I'm really upset, like, I didn't get Ethel Kane tickets, because one, I do love Ethel Kane, and then the opener, 9 Million, was fantastic, and I wish I could have gone, but, you know, you live and you learn. Same thing with concerts over Reading Week. There were so many. I think there was, Young Lean, Blade, After was in Toronto, Oakley was in Toronto, and I had no clue, didn't get tickets to any of them. And then, oh, and Geese, obviously, didn't get tickets to that, heartbreaking. And I was looking at, like, resale and whatever, and of course, like, insanely jacked up. I think Geese, when I looked, it was, like, over $1,000 resale tickets on Geese, which it's like, guys, come on. They aren't Taylor Swift, but I do love Cameron Winter and Geese and all of the other bands I mentioned. I just can't justify, like, spending that much money on a concert ticket. Sorry. And then what I had before that was Welcome to the Civilized World by Ghost World, Ghost Woman. This is the title track from their album. So the album's also Welcome to the Civilized World. And then before that, it was Waverly by Buttes and Limbo by Cam Kane. What I have up next is I Kinda Like That by Laundry Day, who, New York-based, they've been around for a while. I didn't really discover them until they started making those, like, spoofs on TikTok where they'd, like, be on the street singing. And then I sort of got hooked on that, and then they made a video with my favorite comedian right now, Veronica Slowakowski. I found her on TikTok years ago. Again, I was first. I found her. I discovered her, actually. And now she's on SNL. They did a video with her, and I was like, ooh, they get it. I get it. I get them. I get it. So shout out Laundry Day. Shout out Veronica. I like to think that she's the next, oh my goodness, Kristen Wiig, and then I'm the next Veronica. Just, you know, so one day maybe I'll get my big break on SNL and we'll see. I'm kidding. Imagine. And then after that, I have Roman Holiday by Fontaines DC. Hope you guys enjoy.
Still around you is pure light as a feather, but not here with you. dancing in the stairwell.
I kinda like that.
come for you. Oh, oh, oh. All my friends, you haven't changed. You're looking rough and living strange, and I know you got a taste for it too. Oh, oh, oh. They'll never forgive you, but they won't let you go. The sun, you cast your pearls, but you're on the run. And all the lies you said, who did you say? But then they played that song at the death disco. It started fast, but it ends so slow. And all the time that you reminded me of you. They'll never forgive you, but they won't let you go. Let me go! She'll never forgive you, but she won't let you go.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you like hearing my voice, you should also tune in Wednesdays 4 p.m. for I'll Try Anything Once. I'm there as well. And it's on Instagram, so I'll Try Anything Once program. I'm not plugging at all. I would never do that. I would never shamelessly promote, ever. What I just had playing was Don't Look Back Into the Sun by the Libertines. Before that, it was Roman Holiday by Fontaines DC, and then I kind of like that by Laundry Day. I'm taking the indie rock, indie pop head, and we're switching it, and now we're going into some slower stuff. So what I have next is Revolving Doors by Leah Pappas-Kemps. She is from Toronto. This is a new single that was just released last week. And then after that, I have So Hard by Trophy Wife. I hope you guys enjoy.
Talk soft and slow. flattery. I never gave the rough edge of my tongue. But I still doubt it time to time. I mustn't be naive. I've seen the pattern in.
Tonight. coming up now on this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi. We're pleased to present Endless Summer, the second single from the Petras, capturing the fun, carefree vibes of summer in a bouncy pop rock tune. Released on the last official day of summer, the song captures the feeling that summer is a state of mind, not a date on the calendar. This release also marks the first single off the Petras' upcoming full-length album. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Endless Summer by the Petras right now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Are making the long trek to Windsor to battle the Lancers for a shot at the Yates Cup. These two teams last met on homecoming, where Windsor stole a victory on a last-second field goal. Can Queens avenge their homecoming loss, or will they suffer another agonizing semifinal stumble? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We go live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show and the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with co-stream Bainers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Call. This is the Monday morning one. It is roughly, 9:40 something. What I just had playing, it was Do You Hate Me by Fan Club Wallet. And then before that, it was So Hard by Trophy Wife. And then Revolving Doors by Leah Pappas Kemps. All sort of newer releases. And then what I have up next is Prune with It's Only You, and then Root of All Evil by Daniel Caesar. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure over reading week when I was home just outside of Toronto, GTA, right? You guys couldn't see me, but I said GTA, stuck my tongue out and put peace signs up, which obviously, like, this isn't, there's no video, so I just did that for myself. But it did happen, and I felt like I had to tell someone. Anyway, Daniel Caesar was, like, doing secret shows in Toronto, and I think played Trinity Bellwoods at one point. I could be completely wrong in making this up, but I'm kind of upset I didn't, like, find him. I had the time to go to Toronto and do that, but I didn't, and I'm like, dang. Again, like, with this stuff, like, I was not locked over reading week. There were, like, 5 concerts I missed that I didn't get to go to because I didn't think, oh, I should buy the tickets, right? And now I'm, like, mad at myself because of that. But it's okay. It happens. Also, like, I don't think it's the best idea to be, like, let me go to 5 concerts over reading week. You know, although, like, that was last year for me. I went to a lot of concerts, and I'm kind of flopping this year. I've been to none this school year. I went to a couple over the summer, and that's been it. So I need a good one to go to. I mean, that's saying, like, big concerts, because I've gone to, like, shows in Kingston, which is also awesome, of course.
And I'm really excited because I'm going to the mansion on Halloween, like I mentioned earlier, hopefully winning the $1,000 costume contest, maybe, perhaps, depending. That would be super cool if I could do that. I'm speaking it out into the universe that it's going to happen by doing that. And so it's like, that's the vibe. Anyway, I can't remember what I was saying. Oh, I'm going and there's like five or six bands playing and it's super, super exciting. Anyway, that's pretty much all I'm going to say for now. What I have up next is It's Only You by Prune and then Root of All Evil by Daniel Caesar. I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back to the Monday morning indie wake-up call. I am the host, Kate, and I have two songs left, unfortunately, guys. The last two I have are Leith Ross with her song Grieving. This is from the new album that came out in September. And then I know I said like I was doing like heavier folk at the end, but I had to include it because it's been on repeat for me. It is Water From Your Eyes, Knights in Armor. This was another one I'm so sad I didn't get to see. They were in Toronto playing, I think, just before Reading Week, and I could have swung it because I was home that weekend, and like it was a big deal for me. It was really sad. If you don't already follow my Instagram, you should. It's AllTrainingThingOne's program on Instagram. I post stuff for my show, and also I'm gonna post my Halloween costume on there, so like go check it out. That's pretty much it for me. If you like hearing me on the radio, I'm also on it on Wednesdays, so you should tune in then at 4 p.m. That's pretty much it. I hope you guys enjoy and have a great, fantastic week. I'll be back talking about Halloween next week. That's like all I have. I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, bye.
In a dream.